It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
And I am coming to you live on location here at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I've got some great specials to tell you about. We're getting ready for hunting season already, especially if you are a bow hunter and like to kick it old school. And I got some munchies from our good friends over at Okie Dokie Bakery. I've already had a look at them, and it took everything in my power to close the box and not try the red velvet cookie. I love me some red velvet. They've also got those mini Pop-Tarts. All kinds of great flavors. And you know what I love about the mini Pop-Tarts? They don't jip you on the filling. They put plenty of filling in those Pop-Tarts. So thank you to Okie Dokie Bakery and all the goodies you give us when we come out here to H&H Shooting Sports. I did put me a big old lip lock on a big old greasy hamburger from the 4U Cafe, their famous grilled onion burger with cheese. I must have gone through a ream of napkins, but it was worth every burp. And I've burped all my burping out, so I'm ready to do the show with you. If you want to make it a date night, tonight's the night to do just that. And I'll tell you more about the bow specials that they've got going on and some of the safe specials that they've got going on. One of the things I love about H&H Shooting Sports is it's one thing to look at a safe in a on a catalog and then see the dimensions and then, you know, measure it out and say, all right, let me go see if it's going to fit in the closet or fit next here, fit there. You can actually, they have all the safes unpacked and on display, and you can stand next to them, you can open them, you can actually see, oh yeah, I bet I could get all my guns in there, and all of great-grandma's china, and all of great-grandpa's antique clocks, or whatever it might be. I don't think you're going to get his antique Corvette in there, but you know what I'm saying. So that's the other thing you can do, is walk around and browse the colors and the sizes, and then, when you're ready to buy, they'll deliver and install. You don't want to mess with this yourself. And no, it's not something you and Larry down the street who can help you with it for a six-pack of beer are going to get done. It's absolutely dangerous moving these big, heavy safes if you don't know what you're doing. So use their services to your abilities, to their abilities as well, if you buy a safe here from H&H Shooting Sports. So we've got some things to chat about today other than what's going on here. The death of a state senator has been ruled a suicide, but his family has said not so fast. And so has the OSBI. Huh. Who's right? Not so fast when it comes to removing the homeless in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. The state is saying, we're not paying for this. You got to pay for it. And all but sending a bill. A lot of questions about the National Firearms Act, which a lot of which has been ruled unconstitutional. What does that mean for you? I'll try to answer the questions as best I can on Firearms Friday, which, by the way, is brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports. Morale low on the USS Abraham Lincoln. That's funny. Letters and emails and video conferences from the vessel herself disagree. They need some time off because they haven't had any in 3 years, but don't we all? Some of your time off can be here at H&H Shooting Sports tonight at the shooting range. Bring your date and enjoy yourself and then take them out to eat afterwards. And we'll talk more about that, too. So the phone numbers to join in the conversation, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. My email address, lmatthews@freedom969.com. That's the website, freedom969.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm also on X Profiles. Got a little video blog there for you so you can see what's going on here at H&H Shooting Sports. So have a look at that when you get a chance. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Howard is in Watonga and starting things off today. Right, Howard?
Hello, Liberty Lee.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Good Firearms Friday. I say AR-15s, Mossbergs, and assorted small arms for everybody.
You know what? I didn't realize it, but if you have a license for full auto, they allow full auto on their range here. I didn't realize it until I heard it just a minute ago. So cool.
Well, this El Saeed type, right? He was like you were talking about yesterday with the Constitution messing up the Second Amendment, saying that. You know, I mean, clearly he doesn't have an understanding of rights versus privileges.
Yeah.
And for somebody to talk about tearing down the Second Amendment in favor of, well, remember Obamacare, right? Obamacare was this socialism experiment of health care for all, and it turned out to be an insurance disaster because the insurance companies basically were the middlemen that were getting rich off of all the people that were signing up. But the Second Amendment has nothing to do with this health care thing. Well, how is he conflating those two?
He's trying to make it sound like we should get rid of the Second Amendment because people are getting killed. And we should replace it with the right to have health care because that'll keep a lot fewer people from getting killed than it would the Second Amendment. And he's an idiot. He's an idiot. This is this guy that's running for running for senator out of Michigan. And in case you didn't know, he is a communist. He is an Islamist. And I hope he loses. In fact, all the polls say he will.
If there's any reason to keep the Second Amendment, is to keep the Islamic radicals at bay.
Amen, brother.
I'm with you 1,000% on that one. And as far as the healthcare experiment is concerned, that is not a right. It is a privilege for us. And by the way, it's our responsibility to keep ourselves healthy, and it is our right to keep and bear arms to keep ourselves away from a rogue government that's getting out of control.
The whole purpose of a constitutional amendment is to spell out constitutionally what the government will not do. Okay, so that's, and if you want an amendment that will give us health care, then what you have to first do is guarantee that health care, because that's what the amendments to the Constitution do. They guarantee the government will enforce your right to whatever you're talking about, whether it's the right to bear arms, whether it's the right to not be searched and seized illegally, the right to incriminate yourself, so on and so forth. So, that said, Howard, if we indeed had a right to health care, the government would not only have to guarantee it, but then they would have to. What would happen if you, Howard, had the right to health care and it was being guaranteed by the government and you got cancer? Well, then the government's not guaranteeing your health. So.
No. And then you made the argument that they could you can come after the government if they don't cure your cancer, and that's ludicrous. But in the state of California, which has something called Covered California, which is a leftover from Obamacare, they now have euthanasia laws in California. So they got this weird shadowy organization in the background that's calling the shots on whether or not, because remember, it's rationed health care. If there's Let's say there's 10 people and the government can only pay, and 10 people get cancer, and the government can only pay for 5 people's cancer, the other people are going to be sent home to die. Whereas in the state of Oklahoma, they believe in the right to life.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with the Second Amendment.
No.
You know, it's we have to take some responsibility in our own health. You know, if we want to sit around, and, you know, I'm not saying eat a good burger every once in a while, but you can't sit around and eat ho-hos and ding-dongs all the time and expect the government to pay for it. That is not a right. That is, you know, we have our God-given rights, and God gives us our bodies, and we're supposed to take care of our bodies, but we can't, you know, the government is not God. But the leftists want to play God.
Well, and that's why it's so easy to be a communist. It's so easy to be a socialist because the intentions outweigh the actual means by which you're going to get to that goal. And it's a noble goal that everybody have health insurance. I get that. And in fact, I don't mind that being a goal. I don't think the government should be the one to guarantee it. But, I mean, isn't it nice being a communist? You can say all these things, and you don't have to say how you're going to pay for it. You don't have to get to the reality of what actually is going on here.
Absolutely. I thank you for educating the public on that delineation and that important point. I really appreciate it. I'm heading back to Watonga. Have a great day, sir.
You, too, have a good weekend, Howard. Thanks a lot for listening in. You want to do the same, it's 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. I'm coming to you live from H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Bow season is coming up.
What are you talking about, Lee? It's several months away.
Yes, but the problem is everybody wakes up in September. Oh, I better go get my bow looked at before I take it out in the field for hunting season. And then there's 10 or 15 people in front of you, and it takes forever for them to get your bow taken care of. So you need to get that done now so you'll avoid the September, what they call the September rush. At H&H Shooting Sports, they've got a huge bow section. They've got, in fact, right now I saw a guy back there getting his bow tuned up. I also saw another guy who was doing his practice for the season, and then a father-son team where the father was instructing the son on how to best use the compound bow. So I could see they are eager to get out in the field as soon as they can. Dave is joining us. From where are you calling, Dave, if anywhere?
In Stroud, Lee.
All right, Dave in Stroud. Good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, Class 3 to everyone. You know, when you mentioned that, full auto. When I lived down in Houston, I had quite a few guns, and I would come back to Oklahoma. And when Miles Hall owned H&H, I'd always thank him and his son. I don't know how many sons he had, but Nick, for allowing me to shoot my Class 3 there instead of driving all the way to Stroud. Shoot out in the middle of nowhere when my in-laws, my deceased wife, she was from Oklahoma City. When you know she was alive, my in-laws were alive, I'd just go down to H&H and shoot. So
yeah,
you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, Leo still owns most of it, and he's still floating around here somewhere. He always comes by and shakes my hand because he loves Firearms Friday. And when Firearms Friday came available, he was the first to get to come along and be a sponsor. And it's been a great relationship. I think we're going on 10 or 15 years now.
Right. And I think Wilshire, I've never shot there. I think they allow Class 3. I don't know if the Oklahoma City Gun Club does. But, yeah. Yes, sir.
I do most of my outdoor shooting at Oklahoma City Gun Club, but even it is getting crowded. It's getting to the point where I go there and there's a lot of people around, so I have to try to pick up a certain day and a certain time when there's not going to be a lot of people.
You know, the funny thing about it was whenever I would shoot my Thompson at H&H, I would draw a crowd.
Oh, I know you would.
behind me. And then, but whenever I would shoot the Browning BA at 30-06. I never had quite the crowd behind me.
No. No. Now, do you still have those?
I do not. When we moved back to Oklahoma, you know, I sold them back to my original Class 3 dealer.
And, okay.
I got out, and I may get back into it. You know, the Uzis were a really nice shooting gun. The AC-556, which is the... If you're familiar with the Ruger Mini 14, the AC-556 is exactly the same. Well, it's not exactly. The design and style is exactly the same as the Mini 14, but there's this really cool little selector switch. There's semi-auto, three burst, and then full auto.
Yeah, yeah. I have shot a Thompson at the Wyandotte full auto shoot, and I've shot the BAR at the full auto shoot. So I've shot both of those guns and enjoyed myself capitally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to set a tarp when I lived out in Houston and would shoot at a outdoor gun range. I'd set a tarp down and collect all the brass. And then with my Uzi for a Christmas present.
I still do that with a single shot.
Okay.
That's how cheap I am.
With my Uzi. For one Christmas, my wife got me the 22 kit, so I was shooting full auto 22 in my little Uzi.
Oh, cool. That was a lot cheaper.
Yeah, and the Mac 10 and the M11s were just, they were just spray and break.
Yeah.
They were just too fast. Yeah. They were fun to shoot, but you know.
Man. Yeah. No, that BAR, I had to be prone to actually control it. There's no way I could hold it and control it.
Oh, No. Yeah. You know, there's a belt you're supposed to wear, and it has a clip that you hook it, and you can walk with it. But I had a bipod with mine, and that's how I would shoot. Yeah. There's no way to hold it. And
that's the one I shot had a bipod to it.
right. I don't know the World War II. I think it's the M1. I don't know what the designation for that, Thompson. Mm-hmm. But I have the 1938 model, which is the vertical front handle, the 50 round drum. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. They are, the gun's heavy itself, than a 50 round drum. It's even heavier.
Mm-hmm. I imagine it is, but it looks more badass.
Oh,
it looked like Edward G. Robinson shooting it. Do it my way, see?
Absolutely. A lot of times when they're in Houston, my gun case were guitar cases. So I would take a Gremel.
I've got a friend who puts his in a violin case just like the movies.
Yeah, so, you know, I had them in guitar cases. You know, I'd take out the shank of the guitar, dribble it out, and then have foam put in there. And so that way, if anybody saw me, if I accidentally had the garage door open and I saw me putting my guitars in my trunk, they just think, because one time I had a neighbor, he goes, "Hey, you play Martin or Fender?" And I go, "Both." And I just popped the car and took off.
That's why he does this. That's why my buddy does that too. So when he's loading it up to go to the range, they say, "Where are you headed?" "I'm going to take my violin lesson." And he's not lying. I got to run. Right. Thank you, Dave. Enjoy talking guns with you on Freedom 96.9 and broadcasting live from H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Come get your bow tuned up for the big hunting season. Also, get double rebates on Browning safes. Sometimes that can get you up to $800 in a rebate. All while I'm here at H&H Shooting Sports on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Been a lot of griping about healthcare lately, mainly coming from the Democrat Socialists of America, and I love that. The Democrat Socialists of America, the more socialism you introduce into the United States, the less democracy you have, because government agencies take over, and they don't even know what they're doing. Anyway, you don't have to worry about what they're doing, and you don't have to worry about what the government's doing. What you do need to do is make sure you're signed up for Medicare if you're eligible, and that way the griping will stop. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, mails, texts, and all the confusion that comes with it. And let's face it, the government doesn't do anything to clear up that confusion. That's why the Well-Preserved Advisory Group is here to do just that. Clear up all the confusion. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you can make if you're new to Medicare. And the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. So call them and set up a meeting right away. 405-848-5790. Before things get more confusing than they are now.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma,
one roof at a time.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Why should you listen? Because you need to know the news that's happening, the news that matters, the breaking news, and the truth. A lot of people will tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear and what's true. And I take your phone calls and we hash it out. 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9.
Live on location at H&H Shooting Sports, it's Lee Matthews, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, to join in the conversation. The family of the state Senate candidate that was found dead in his vehicle 3 months ago says, I don't care what the medical examiner's findings are. They just don't line up with the information that the Oklahoma Bureau of Investigations has given about the case. Barry Christian is his name. He's running for the District 38 seat before he went missing in April. Investigators later found his body inside his truck at the Sandy Sanders Wildlife Management Area near Eric. On Tuesday, the medical examiner's office released a one-page report stating that Christian's cause of death was suicide. But the OSBI has confirmed they're still investigating. Christian's daughter, Nella Christian, says that the OSBI told her and her family that the case doesn't align with the medical examiner's findings. She said, it's outlandish to hear my father killed himself. And, you know, that didn't strike me as making any sense either, because he was supposed to be going to a meeting of I think it was the Eric City Council, to talk about his candidacy. And he had some campaign materials in the backseat of the truck, presumably some pamphlets to hand out. And he had some campaign signs in the back of his truck, presumably to hand out. Now, why would someone who was doing that kill themselves on the way to the meeting? Didn't make any sense to me either. Nella mentioned that her father had told her before his death, if something happens to me, I didn't do it. She says her family was told by investigators her father's truck was found with multiple bullet holes, even though he was only shot once. Those are some of the huge suspicious things that went on, she said. And she also said her family is determined to find out, even if they have to launch a GoFundMe to pay a private investigator or private forensic investigator. I didn't know that there were any bullet holes in the truck. If there are bullet, you don't shoot yourself. When you shoot yourself or kill yourself, you drive to a lonely place. You pull over to wherever it is, usually as secluded as can be. You don't want people watching you while you do it. And then you do it yourself. You don't shoot from outside. Let's talk more about this on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says the U.S. is committed to dismantling drug cartels across the Western Hemisphere. In Panama, Hegseth met with 19 partner nations in the America's Counter Cartel Coalition, which is developing a campaign plan to target transnational criminal networks. Three men are facing federal charges in Georgia over an alleged forced labor scheme at a flooring factory. Prosecutors say the Chinese nationals threatened and coerced workers, forcing them to work long hours under abusive conditions at the Cartersville plant. The case is part of a broader investigation into the company. President Trump's administration is asking the Supreme Court to revive his executive order restricting mail-in voting ahead of the November midterms. A federal judge has blocked the order nationwide, ruling the executive branch lacks the authority to regulate elections. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Have you ever been in a wreck where the other side jumps out and immediately says, I'm sorry, I never saw you. But then you get into litigation or to the claims file and the insurance company says, no, that never happened. I once represented a woman hit by a driver who did exactly that. But of course, later after the insurance company got involved, the story changed. Suddenly, they blamed her. Fortunately, she had told a family member right away, there were photos, and she had recorded that conversation in her car as she talked to the gentleman. There were details from that day that she did and we did to preserve the truth. Cases can change when memories get rewritten. At McIntyre Law, we move quickly to protect the facts before they disappear. If someone admitted fault but the insurance company is now denying it, call McIntyre Law.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Oklahoma City police are investigating a homicide after 60-year-old Scott Savage was found dead Wednesday at a homeless encampment near MLK Avenue in East Reno. Officers responded, finding Savage with injuries consistent with homicide, and police have arrested 37-year-old Ron Bozen on a complaint of first-degree murder. Police in Norman are asking for help identifying two people accused of attacking a delivery driver and trying to steal her vehicle, with investigators reporting the suspects punched the woman and attempted to take her car. Police say the available images aren't clear, but they're hoping someone recognizes a feature or piece of clothing. Anyone who has information is asked to contact Norman police. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is conducting another sweep of a homeless encampment along Reed Avenue near East Main Street in Norman. The operation is part of Governor Kevin Stitt's ongoing Operation Safe initiative, which targets illegal encampments on state-owned property. State Senator Lisa Standridge of Norman called for the continued sweep, saying the property can't remain an illegal encampment. Officials haven't said how many people are being displaced or where they'll go after leaving. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo features 12 teams of cowboys competing in five events with one goal: supporting Oklahoma Children's Health Foundation. With your help, the Ranch Rodeo has raised more than $720,000 for OCHF since 1997. Bring your family and join us this Friday and Saturday at the Lazy E Arena. Performances begin at 7 p.m. with doors opening at 5 for shopping in the trade show. Buy your tickets at LazyE.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Doesn't matter what the weapon, bow, knife, or your guns. They all must be kept safe, and the Safe Department at H&H Shooting Sports has a special for you to look at when you come see me live on location right here, I-40 and Meridian, broadcasting live. It's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be breezy this evening, but otherwise clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow is expected to be partly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 102. Tomorrow night it'll be mainly clear and warm with a low of 77. Sunday will start off breezy in the morning, but will otherwise be hot with sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
And live on location at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, I am Lee Matthews. Firearms Friday coming up in about a half hour. We're going to be talking not only about the differences in the National Firearms Act that have hit this week, but also because it's, 800 degrees outside, you don't want to carry around a big, heavy piece of iron. With a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. So you might want to alter your carry habits because of the warm weather. We'll show you how to do that. All coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. There will be a video blog posted on my website, freedom969.com. Also on my Facebook page and my X profile. So your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the family of the state senator that was running for a re-election saying his death was not suicide? How do you shoot yourself by having, bullet holes in your own vehicle? What do you think of Oklahoma City and Tulsa getting the bill to clean up their homelessness? That is the not-so-fast moment that has come down this week, and we'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma Democrat Senate Leader Julia Kurt condemned Governor Stitt's executive order calling for an investigation to the Council on American Islamic Relations. We knew this was coming, if not from Democrats, from somebody else, the ACLU or anybody else. Governor Stitt launched the review into CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, for what he called potential ties to terrorist networks. In an executive order, he directed safety leaders to push for federal action to designate the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE as a foreign terrorist organization. Senate Leader Julia Kurt issued a statement saying the governor's order was issued without any proof. What we do know is that CARE works to protect the civil rights of Oklahoma Muslims in the face of ongoing profiling and discrimination. If Muslims are being profiled and discriminated against, then they can sue because they don't need their own civil rights organization. They are protected under the Civil Rights Act of 1964, just like any other minority is. Now, when you walk into a room full of people and your wife is wearing a hijab or whatever they're supposed to be called, they're going to get some looks. I'm sorry. You know who else gets looks when they walk into a room? A nun. But that doesn't mean they're being discriminated against. It means they're standing out among the general population. Something that will always cause a little bit. You could walk in stark naked and someone would go, ooh, wait, what's that? Why is that person naked? The kind of fear-mongering and scapegoating dividing us and our communities in this state doesn't solve any real problems, she went on to say. I'm deeply concerned that this further increases the likelihood of hate crimes coming from our neighbors. So you're condemning the investigation because someone might, and this is a big might. Act on it? No, they won't even might act on it. But if they have connections to the Muslim Brotherhood, we need to know. And we won't know unless we investigate. And if we wait for them to do something that then looks into the investigation, it's too late.
405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. If you're on a GLP for weight loss, you might want to take it easy during these triple-digit days. I'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Operation Safe, which was designed to clean up homeless encampments in Oklahoma's two largest cities, Oklahoma City and Tulsa. The state of Oklahoma says both Oklahoma City and Tulsa cannot use state funds for operating and then leave the taxpayers to clean up the debt. In a letter sent to the Oklahoma City Police Department, it states the state is repeatedly stepping in to remove unsanitary and dangerous homeless encampments, dispose of abandoned property, and restore public areas to address conditions in Oklahoma City that have been allowed to persist. Oh, and by the way, they've been allowed to persist because of the mayor. According to the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Police Department owes $375,000 to the state of Oklahoma. In the letter to the Tulsa Police Department, the state of Oklahoma says the state of Oklahoma has expended $523,000 in state funds for cleaning up their homeless encampment within the city limits of Tulsa. Each time the city of Tulsa refuses to act, the financial burden is shifted from Tulsa to the taxpayers across 77 counties. So here's what the idea is. The idea is the state comes in and the state cleans up the homeless problem. Then if the homeless return, it's the city's problem. That's what's going on here. The city of Norman was also a part of Operation Safe, but they confirmed they have not received a letter nor a bill. So the state of Oklahoma is telling these cities, not so fast. We're going to clean it up and clean it up once. And we're going to clean up state property. But beyond that, it's your responsibility. Because if we have to keep coming down here and cleaning this up, we're going to charge you for it. So that's what that's all about. It isn't that the state is not keeping its word, because the state is keeping its word. The state is trying to enlist some discipline on these cities like Tulsa and Oklahoma City, because the mayors and the city councilors are not doing anything, or at least not doing enough, about homelessness and homeless camps. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9 to join in the conversation live at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Evangeline writes, I love your name, by the way. I've only known a couple of people named Evangeline in my life. And most of them, well, two of them were from down in the Gulf Coast area, where I think people have a better idea of who Evangeline was in the Longfellow poem. At any rate, Evangeline writes, I thought you might find this interesting, Lee. The Media Research Center took a look at how ABC, CBS, and NBC have been describing socialist candidates in their midterm coverage. From August 1 through 11, journalists accurately described these candidates as socialists or far left, only 20% of the time. Instead, frequently opting for the softer labels of progressive or populist. The full analysis is available. Media whitewash socialist candidates with fuzz. Journalists have relied on the term progressive when discussing radical left-wing candidates. Broadcast journalists relied on vague, euphemistic labels like progressive 80% of the time. Journalists avoided calling Abdul al-Sayed a socialist, even though he is. Democrats were labeled as moderates without exception. Every Democrat running against a socialist or DSA-backed candidate was described exclusively as moderate, establishment, or both. And Evangeline, I did notice that. Thank you for pointing it out. I didn't know a formal study had been done about it, but I did notice it. And that's why I go ahead and call them communists, because these socialists are using words like Democrat socialist. And I've explained over the last couple of days, there's no such thing as a Democrat socialist, because the more socialism you introduce, the less democracy you have. The more socialism you introduce,
which basically means the government controlling things, not the people. The government controlling things. So the more you introduce socialistically, the less you get democratically, because the more the government is controlling something, the less you, the people, get to vote upon it. And that, by definition, is democracy. And from a party that is touting itself as, we're here to save democracy. We're here to save democracy. I think I got another email here later I was going to read from a nut job who says Trump is destroying democracy. Trump wants to instill a dictatorship where the corporations don't have any accountability. No, it's not that they don't have any accountability. It's that they have to have so much accountability they can't get anything done. So we're going to ease up on some of the accountability so that these private companies can do what they're supposed to do, which is make goods and services for the American people. That's what capitalism is. You making or performing a good or service for people that are willing to pay you for it. And if it is a good or service that is in high demand, oh, I don't know, it could be shooting guns like we're doing here at H&H Shooting Sports, or being allowed to try before you buy on their shooting range like you can here at H&H Shooting Sports. Well, people are willing to spend their money on that. And if they're willing to spend their money on that, that is capitalism. You've got an idea that is making money. And you know what? That idea is also helping your fellow man, because they're willing to give you money for it. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing non-biblical about that. There is nothing sinful about it. And when you introduce more government regulation into something like, oh, I don't know, selling guns or even manufacturing guns, well, then there's no competition. And if there's no competition, there's no reason to make things better. And if there's no reason to make things better, then they don't get better. They get worse. Do you remember the Yugo? The automobile, the Yugo. It was made in Yugoslavia, and it was before the Iron Curtain fell, and it was supposed to be part of Glasnost, which was the opening of markets that was it Chernyenko? I don't remember which dictator it was. Anyway, so they started exporting these Yugoslavian cars that were basically a cracker box on wheels. And the people who bought them soon learned how much they hated them. The doors wouldn't fit properly. They rattled a lot. They made a lot of noise. They handled worse than a riding lawnmower. I know some riding lawnmowers that handle pretty well. And so now they're a joke. You might see one parked outside an antique shop just as a novelty. They're not serious about selling it, or even because the damn thing probably doesn't run. That, my friend, is an example of why socialism doesn't work. Even when those vehicles were exported, they couldn't compete with Chevy or Ford or even the Japanese and German models. They couldn't compete with the British models. And the British aren't exactly known for making, well, Rolls-Royce, I guess I'll give them that, and Bentley. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So, Evangeline, thanks a lot. I wanted to get more into that, too. The reason the networks are using this whitewash language is because they don't want to say that they are communists. They don't want to say that they are socialists. They don't want to say that because they don't want to make it look like they are not biased. But they are biased. And they're biased to the point where they're trying to make these people look better than they really are. And when you are trying to make someone look better than they really are, when you're trying to make something look different than it really is, you know what that is, don't you? Propaganda. Another aspect of socialism. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. All the activity you hear in the background is H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Come get your bow tuned up for the season, or better still, get a whole brand new operation. Check it out and test it on the range, because they've got their own bow and arrow range as well. Safes on special, Browning safes with up to $800 back because they're doubling the rebates. And I'm here to take a selfie with you in person on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Are you a car person? Are you a truck person? Are you an SUV person? Are you a four-wheel drive person? Are you a person that likes a car with a lot of muscle? You know, it doesn't matter what kind of person you are, there is something waiting for you down at Frontier Auto Group. They've got all the brands that you want, and they're all American-made, and they're all here ready to go at a moment's notice. Within 24 hours, they can get the color and the style and the make that you're looking for. And they can do so right here in El Reno. A short drive to make for some great savings, and they'll be here to check up everything as you go and as the vehicle ages. They'll be keeping it running and helping you keep it running as long as possible. Just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are in El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. Whether you're a car person, truck person, SUV person, four-wheel drive person, muscle car person, Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net, Canadian County's number one auto dealer.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Archery season is just around the corner, and the September rush is coming. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. I'm Lee Matthews. The Archery Pro Shop is the place to be. Their expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head out into the field with confidence. Don't get stuck in the September rush. While you're there, check out the safe department. They're doubling Browning safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages. Kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, Games and Activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, SuperDeck, and Woodscapes products August 14th through the 24th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Summer's winding down, which means it's time to get a head start on what's next. And Macy's One-Day Sale has everything you need to kick off the new season in style. With 40 to 60% off sales across the entire store, why wait? Get to Macy's ASAP to save on back-to-school essentials like backpacks, tees, and denim by the brands your kids love. Or refresh your bedding for the fall with deals as low as $9.99, plus so much more. Don't miss Macy's One-Day Sale, happening now until Sunday. Savings off select prices. Exclusions apply. Star Rewards members earn faster during Star Money Bonus Days, only at Macy's One-Day Sale.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Why should you listen? Because you need to know the news that's happening, the news that matters, the breaking news, and the truth. A lot of people will tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear and what's true. And I take your phone calls and we hash it out. 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9.
Live at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. It's Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Good place to come and get some practice, if not this afternoon or tonight. this weekend. Bring your bow if you've got one. It might be a good idea to get your bow all ready for the bow season that's going to be here before you know it. And avoid what's called the September rush, because that'll set things back a couple of weeks if you get caught up in that. Because everybody comes in September. Oh, I need to get my bow fixed. Oh. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. The death of a state senator was ruled a suicide, but the family says, no, not so fast. Also not so fast when it comes to removing the homeless in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. May have to pay it back. Your thoughts on that on Freedom 96.9 or anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet? Walter is in Oklahoma City. Hi, Walter. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey. Hi, Lee. How are you?
I'm good. Guns for everybody.
I've been homeless here in Oklahoma City for 6 years.
Wow.
From 2019 to 2025.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the ones that Governor Stitt was going after in our campground area on Jared Pershing Boulevard. We had a self-sustaining camp that was completely clean, organized, everything, and it was a group of eight of us. And we were very angry with them because when they did that to us, because we had that place completely immaculate and everything. But I understood why they did it, but I didn't agree with it, because I know a lot of those people, even in my hometown of Tulsa, they're going to keep going back.
Yeah.
They can chase them out all they want to, and they will be back. You take Virginia Avenue over there by the home, by the day center. Same way. I can show you areas even where I'm going to now. There's people camping in forests and stuff. No matter what this does, it does not help them. You can push them aside, chase them away, but that doesn't solve the problem.
What, in your opinion, is the problem?
My opinion is a lot of it is affordability, one. Two is a lot of them have given up because they, to them, there's just nothing more than a statistic. And that's a proven fact.
Is providing them with shelters a solution?
It's part of it, but not the whole solution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the shelters we have right now are not like what you see. Like, I've been traveling in Denver and stuff like that. They have 24-hour ones. When people get in those, they don't go nowhere because they bust to help them eventually get a house of their own that they can afford.
Yeah.
Or they find it to where, that like Keys to Homes do. I got mine from City Center. I got my apartment from City Center, and I've been there a year now. So it takes a long time. And some have been in the shelter for over 4 years, Lee, and can never get a place.
Now, it's my understanding, it's my understanding that a lot of those who are in the shelters are veterans, and so they're when they get into a shelter like that, it's very much like a barracks situation, and therefore their PTSD gets worse.
It does. I know quite a few. Even I'm one, and it does wear and tear on you emotionally, and it just, you'd have to see it for yourself to understand them, to understand what's going on personally. I mean,
did you ever worry about your safety when you were in one of those camps?
One time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm still able to defend myself. I had to be in three fights when I was in there, and and I'll be honest, because of my self-defense training and the martial arts background I have, I had to put a couple people in the hospital to save my life.
And I bet they never messed with you again. Thank you for your testimony and for listening in on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. We'll continue the conversation coming up on The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377.
KQOP, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. 12 Oklahoma counties now under burn bans as hot and windy conditions continue. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The White House is accusing China of routing billions of dollars worth of goods through third countries as a way to avoid President Trump's 2018 tariffs, resulting in billions in lost U.S. revenue.
A new report titled The Great Transshipment Scam said more than 40 nations from Mexico to Israel are part of what it called a global shadow transshipment network. The administration estimated the practice cost the U.S. between $19 and $26 billion in tax revenue each year. According to the report, exporters hid the true origin of goods by repackaging, relabeling, or performing minimal assembly in another country before shipping those products to the U.S. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said the scheme has long allowed China to launder its exports. And the report also flagged Canada, EU nations, Japan, and South Korea as elevated risk transshipment hubs. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A federal judge is dismissing the Trump administration's lawsuit against Harvard University over allegations that the school failed to address anti-Semitism.
U.S. District Judge Richard Stearns ruled that the cited incidents were too isolated to establish an ongoing violation. The Justice Department had argued that Harvard allowed a hostile campus environment during protests over the Israel-Hamas war, while the university continues to challenge the administration over billions of dollars in federal funding. I'm Mark Mayfield.
President Trump is going to the Supreme Court to try to keep his White House ballroom project on track.
His administration filed an emergency request Friday asking for a stay of the injunction issued by a lower court. Rulings from lower courts have said the president needs Congress's approval for the project before starting it. Trump has argued the ballroom project is a matter of national security and has cited threats on his life. Last week, an appeals court ordered construction to be stopped until approval was given, but gave the administration 2 weeks to appeal. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Mayor Zoran Mom.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. The number of Oklahoma counties under burn bans has increased to 12 as of today, with hot, dry, and windy conditions continuing to increase the risk of wildfires. The restrictions come after a proposal to give county commissioners more flexibility in issuing burn bans stalled during this year's legislative session. The measure passed a Senate committee but didn't become law. Elsewhere, Oklahoma City firefighters responded this morning to a structure fire near Northeast 23rd Street and MLK Avenue. Crews found a mechanic's garage on fire and worked to contain the blaze quickly. There were no immediate reports of injuries, and the cause remains under investigation. Minco has declared a critical municipal water supply emergency as demand continues to outpace the city's ability to replenish its system. City Council has restricted outdoor water use, including watering lawns, washing vehicles, and filling pools. With temperatures remaining above 100 degrees, Mayor Matt Gore says the city does have enough water, but restrictions in the lines from the well field are limiting how much reaches the town. Officials are now running both wells around the clock and asking residents to conserve as the crisis continues. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
A lot of talk about suppressors lately and the regulations surrounding them. We're going to set the record straight on Firearms Friday, which is coming up and conveniently brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, where I am broadcasting live on location. It's Lee Matthews on Oklahoma's talk radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be breezy this evening, but otherwise clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow is expected to be partly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 102. Tomorrow night it'll be mainly clear and warm with a low of 77. Sunday will start off breezy in the morning, but will otherwise be hot with sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
It's happening now.
Well, what is taxing the hell out of the meme?
On the new Freedom 96.9.
I don't have like a solid.
Not last week.
But shouldn't you?
Not yesterday.
Instead, you paid a little bit more in taxes.
Keep up with what's happening.
If we knew that our health care would be free at the point of care.
Now.
You know what you get in the big tent also?
With the new Freedom 96.9.
Get clowns. Not just like happy clowns, destructive clowns.
Oklahoma's talk radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
One of the things that happened today was the family of a man running for state senator that was found dead, and his death was ruled a suicide. The family is saying that doesn't make any sense. The daughter said that the father once said to her, "Hey, if ever I am found dead, I didn't do it." Bullet holes were found in the car itself, yet it was a suicide. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. What do you think of Oklahoma City and Tulsa getting a bill to clean up their homelessness? We've already heard from some of the people who have been homeless and what it's like to be homeless. Your thoughts on Freedom 96.9. I'm coming to you live from H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And we've got some great specials, not only on guns, but also bow and arrow. Whether that's a crossbow or a compound bow, they can get you up and ready for the upcoming deer season. And no matter what you have, a bow, a gun, whatever it is, you need to keep it safe, if and only if, from tornadoes and fire, and you can do that with a safe. They have a huge safe selection, and right now Browning safes are on special. They'll give you double the rebates, which in some cases may be as much as $800. So check that out. If not today, this weekend. A lot of people making a date night of it tonight, so I see a lot of couples coming in. That's good to see. You can do that as well. And right across the interstate, plenty of places to eat, so dinner and not necessarily a movie, but dinner and the range. And what is more romantic than defending yourself? 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. 405-608-4377. LMatthews@freedom969.com. My email address if you want to send something. That's a good answer if you don't want to be on the air and you want to communicate with me. And then there's also Facebook and also the X profile. Firearms Friday coming up. We had some rules changing this week when it comes to the National Firearms Act. We'll try to go over that as best we can in the time we have. And also talk about carrying when it is as hot as it is outside. And it is hot. Hotter than hell. What more do you want from me? What's the weather? Hot. What's the weather going to be tomorrow? Hot. What's the weather going to be after that? Hot. We'll have AccuWeather forecast coming your way, coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Becca writes, "Lee, you were talking about Caroline Leavitt and her children. Caroline Leavitt, the current press secretary, who announced this week she's going to be leaving that job. She has a boy that is not even 2 years old yet, yet he was born during the campaign." Well, okay, well, then I didn't know. I'd forgotten that, Becca. So this baby she just had must have been her second. And from what I understand, one of the main candidates to take Carolyn Leavitt's place is also expecting. But you can't discriminate even at that level. Thank you, Becca, for writing in. David writes, "Lee, well, Democrats were literally running a Nazi-turned-communist with a swastika tattoo for U.S. Senate in Maine. I don't remember Drummond calling that out, But it would have been a good opportunity for him to actually call out the real thing. Instead, he tossed the fascist label against those who simply disagree with him. Something tells me his poll numbers are stuck. I haven't seen any more poll numbers. David, yesterday we talked a lot about, and we even had the audio of Drummond saying that certain members of the Republican Party were fascists. And I said, why would you say that when you're going into a primary runoff where the only people that can vote for you are Republican? Why would you risk pissing off, I don't know, maybe 10%? Why would you risk any Republican that's still on the fence over who to support, Drummond or Mazie, and insult them like that to where, well, no, I'm definitely voting for Mazie? I don't know. I think it was one of the biggest political blunders, maybe not in the history of Oklahoma, but close to, maybe in the top 20. What do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. And Firearms Friday coming up in another 8 minutes or so. Brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, where I am broadcasting live. I am Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I had to chuckle to myself when I first sat down and started talking to Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. He started talking about managing my wealth. And he saw me chuckling and said, what are you chuckling about? I said, I never really considered that I had any wealth. I mean, after all, I work in this business. And like crime, it doesn't pay. In fact, in many ways, crime pays a lot better and is a lot less risky than the business I'm in. Anyway, he chuckled and said, let's have a look at what you've got. And whatever you do have, whether you want to consider it wealth or not, we definitely will make it wealth. Well, he pointed out that I was doing a lot better financially than I thought I was. And then he showed me how it's going to get a lot better thanks to him. And thanks to, by the way, the stock market and the money market, which are all doing beautifully right now. Have Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital go through and do the same thing for you. Give him a call, 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com. Right here in downtown Bethany, 6632 Northwest 39th. That's Route 66 if you're a fan like me. And if you don't believe me, get a sample of what he can do tomorrow when he listens to his program, The Bull and Bear Show, 10 a. to 1 p. right here on Freedom 96.9. McGuireCap.com, 405-760-5863.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, damn hot. All right, that's just as simple as I can put it. That's as specific as I can get. Clear skies tonight, 77 the low. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high 102. 78 tomorrow night's low. Into Sunday, 104. Monday, 102. It is 103 right now at H&H Shooting Sports, where I'm broadcasting live on location on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation, or lmatthews@freedom969.com, my email address. A new study originally reported in an Oklahoma newspaper shows that Oklahoma is one of the states that has a problem with GLP-1 medications due to the heat. Are you on a GLP-1 medication? A GLP-1 medication is a medication to lose weight, largely given to people with diabetes, but just about everybody who wants to lose weight can get it these days. We're talking about Ozempic, Wegovy, Zepbound. You may not know, but it works through the glucagon peptide receptor. So what that does is it slows down how your stomach empties itself, making you less hungry, and therefore you lose weight. Reports of people having problems with dehydration in the triple-digit heat are being attributed to their use of these GLP-1s, because what happens is it slows everything down and you don't feel thirsty, even though you are dehydrating. Combined with the triple-digit temperatures, the numbers put Oklahoma at the top of the national list when it comes to heat risks. Doctors say the biggest risk is dehydration. And so the goal should be, even if you're on one, 64 ounces of water a day minimum. That can be challenging for someone with decreased appetite, because you don't feel like drinking anything because your stomach doesn't feel like it's empty. It's important, though, because the other side effect of the medicine can be a gut issue. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, those kinds of things. All of those things can help you lose water. And when you lose water, you become dehydrated. So if you're not correctly supplementing your cellular regeneration with good nutrients, it's going to take in more water to replace the volume of those cells. It may sound like a no-brainer, but they say it's vital that patients ensure that the little food that they're eating is packed with the correct nutrients and that they drink plenty of water with their meals. So keep that in mind and stay safe. Lovely wife is on a GLP-1. I know several other people who are too. And it really is a wonder drug. It's a wonder drug that's going to probably save the lives of a lot of people, because people aren't going to be as morbidly obese as they have in the past. And with that morbid obesity also comes all the other complications that come with that. So let's see, 405-608-4377. Holly writes, we've been hearing a lot about who is and who is not a communist. Well, let's just look at it for a minute. Trump is closer than anyone that he accuses of being a communist, demanding a percentage of over 30 corporations and some board seats to get no-bid government contracts. You guys have your heads buried, or you're very dense. You guys elected a criminal. Now, he says, shell companies can hide their owners from law enforcement. So money laundering is legal? Why don't you talk about these things? Maisie supports that. Holly, there's a lot to unpack there. I don't have any idea what you're talking about, Trump accusing other people of being communist. He said El Sayed is a communist, and he said that Francesca Hong is a communist, because they are. They believe in complete government control of everything. That's communism. You say he demands a percentage of over 30 corporations and some board seats to get bids on government contracts. Well, that's because he wants to make sure that those companies are not getting overpaid to get the government contracts. Shell companies can hide their owners from law enforcement. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Money laundering is legal? Well, all you got to do is look at your good friends at the Clinton Foundation to see that. And why don't you talk about these things? Holly, you're not listening to my show because I talk about them all the time. I'm Lee Matthews, live at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Firearms Friday is coming up next on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. So, how is your health these days? I mean, I know the older I get, the more aches and pains I get. I've been dealing with a bulging disc in my neck, been trying to treat that as much as possible. But either way, I'm starting to see the horizon where at some point I hope I won't have to worry about my health because my health will be taken care of by Medicare. And it won't be out of pocket for me, or at least a lot of out of pocket for me. If you were born in 1961, you're already there because you're getting the phone calls and the emails and the texts and the confusion that comes therewith. And the American government is not going to do anything about that. That's why you need somebody on your side like Eunice Corey and the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Best call you can make and the best information you'll get on Medicare and what it does and does not cover. And what it doesn't cover, Eunice has a backdoor plan to try to get that covered that she can go over with you and put together a plan that works for you. So give her a call. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. And here's to your health.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brillbeck. Hope the weekend is a great one. Coming up on your Monday morning, there's a lot of talk about these Flock cameras. Oklahoma City is reconsidering its contract, so what's the big deal? Let's talk about it. Plus, your news and headlines that you may have missed over the weekend and your calls and comments. It all starts at 7 o'clock on Monday morning on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, and Lee Matthews proving it with my live broadcast here at H&H Shooting Sports, and some special things going on at H&H Shooting Sports to tell you about on to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And David the Marine.
Let me see your war face. You got a war face? Ah!
Our old friend Don the Baptist has posted on Facebook and to me personally that he is one of the very first Oklahomans to buy a suppressor as of 12:01 a.m. this morning. And since the 92-year NFA registration of that item expired at the stroke of midnight. So good for him. Yeah.
Yay!
I do know that our good friends at H&H Shooting Sports are taking this whole legislation seriously because they've redesigned part of their store to accommodate sales only for suppressors.
Wow.
Yeah.
I tell you, this is a game changer, and I think everybody's got to have a suppressor because, you know, like in Europe, it is rude to shoot without a suppressor. And it's like, you don't have suppressors, and you peon, you peasant. You need to have a suppressor in Europe anyway.
Well, at some ranges I've been, they don't let you shoot an AR unless you have a suppressor on it because of the hearing protection. The heat has been in triple digits lately. You don't need me to tell you that. And that means when you go to the range, you might need to make some alterations as to how you carry your guns.
An easy way is to pocket carry. Mm-hmm. There's a way to do that, and a holster is always a good idea. Put nothing else in that pocket with the gun and keep it clean. You got to check the pocket lint accumulation on the gun and make sure that it's ready to go. But pocket carry is a good way to beat the heat when you're carrying a gun.
And, David, do you have a tactical tip of the week?
Know how to clear jams. In the Twin Falls, Idaho situation, the guy had a jam with his handgun.
Ah.
He puts it back in his car, grabs the rifle out of it. A woman comes up later, finds that handgun, and wonders, hey, maybe I can take this guy out. But she looks at it. She can't clear it. She can't unjam it. So know how to clear your jams on your gun. That's your tactical tip of the week.
And, David, you just mentioned holsters. I know one of the things you do on the side is make custom holsters.
I make them. A lot of people make them. HH has a bunch of them. You can find out how to shoot better, how to clear those jams. Checking out OKCFarms.com, OKC Farms are on Facebook, or text 405-740-7447. And remember, guns and suppressors for everybody.
Speaking of the suppressor rule, Mike Russ, what's the latest on that in terms of buying one from H&H Shooting Sports?
You know, we have to abide by rules, regulations, and laws as a federally licensed firearms dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much to risk. We've received zero guidance so far from ATF.
Okay.
And so until we see it in writing from ATF, as much as we'd love to participate in this suppressors across the counter thing, we're business as usual.
Along those lines, it is getting to be hunting season just around the corner. Some people like to hunt with all the bells, whistles, and gear. Some people like to kick it old school with black powder. And some people like to even take it another step in the old school direction.
So many people want to get out there with sticks and a bow and hunt deer. So we have a full-service archery department, Lee, with the state-of-the-art bows that have become commonplace in the archery world, and guys that can sell them to you, set them up right, and get you in the field.
Or tune up what you've already got.
You know, if you wait until October the 1st, you're going to be waiting a long time because we're going to have a back room full of bows needing service.
Whether it is a bow or whether it is a firearm, you need to keep it safe.
Browning has some great rebates going on right now, Lee, and those are doubling those anywhere from $200 to $800 off of these.
And they offer delivery and setup as well at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, who brings you Firearms Friday on Freedom 96.9.
Guns and ammo for everybody.
Right on. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Ha! Guess the old gal still got it. All six right in the 10 ring.
405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, where I'm broadcasting live on location. Jonathan writes, Lee, if Mazie is the nominee, I'm going to vote for Munson, Cindy Munson, who is the Democrat. Jonathan, my question would be, why? If Mazie has a conservative agenda, a conservative platform, that's still going to be better than Munson, even if you don't like Mazie. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've gone through the primary process, and my first choice didn't make it all the way. Okay, this time it was Jake Merrick. The last time, my first pick was not Stitt. I didn't think Stitt had enough ballot familiarity in the western part of Oklahoma to win the race. But then when he got the nomination, I knew he was going to win the race because he was still better than Edmondson in terms of policy. Now, don't get me wrong. I know Drew Edmondson. I know Drew Edmondson's wife. They're great people. I just disagree with them politically, and I didn't think their ideas were good ideas for Oklahoma. And Mazie, I don't know that much about him, but so far he, of the two candidates, is the only one that seems to have a plan of any kind other than, oh, don't vote for Mazie, he's a bad guy. vote for me because I'm Gettner Drummond. Don't you know? Don't you know who I am? I'm Gettner Drummond. Of course, you must know who I am. You must want to vote for me because I'm Gettner Drummond. At least that's the only reason he's given me. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Poland says it thwarted a Russian plot to kill a Ukrainian-American citizen in Warsaw. A Russian national allegedly recruited by Russian intelligence was arrested August 7th. Polish officials say the operation was conducted with U.S. intelligence assistance and was the first such attempt against an American on NATO soil. President Trump is ordering changes to rebuild the U.S. Navy and shipbuilding industry, including plans for a fifth naval shipyard, the first in more than 80 years. The plan also calls for more investment in American shipyards, expanded repair capacity, and reforms at Naval Sea Systems Command. A Nevada judge has dismissed the case against six Republicans accused of submitting fake electoral certificates claiming Donald Trump won Nevada in 2020. The judge found insufficient evidence they intended to deceive officials and cited undisclosed evidence. Nevada's attorney general plans to appeal. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Have you ever been in a wreck where the other side jumps out and immediately says, I'm sorry, I never saw you. But then you get into litigation or to the claims file and the insurance company says, no, that never happened. I once represented a woman hit by a driver who did exactly that. But of course, later after the insurance company got involved, the story changed. Suddenly, they blamed her. Fortunately, she had told a family member right away, there were photos, and she had recorded that conversation in her car as she talked to the gentleman. There were details from that day that she did and we did to preserve the truth. Cases can change when memories get rewritten. At McIntyre Law, we move quickly to protect the facts before they disappear. If someone admitted fault but the insurance company is now denying it, call McIntyre Law.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. The number of Oklahoma counties under burn bans has increased to 12 as of today, with hot, dry, and windy conditions continuing to increase the risk of wildfires. The restrictions come after a proposal to give county commissioners more flexibility in issuing burn bans stalled during this year's legislative session. The measure passed a Senate committee but didn't become law. Elsewhere, Oklahoma City firefighters responded this morning to a structure fire near Northeast 23rd Street and MLK Avenue. Crews found a mechanic's garage on fire and worked to contain the blaze quickly. There were no immediate reports of injuries, and the cause remains under investigation. Minco has declared a critical municipal water supply emergency as demand continues to outpace the city's ability to replenish its system. City Council has restricted outdoor water use, including watering lawns, washing vehicles, and filling pools. With temperatures remaining above 100 degrees, Mayor Matt Gore says the city does have enough water, but restrictions in the lines from the well field are limiting how much reaches the town. Officials are now running both wells around the clock and asking residents to conserve as the crisis continues. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Need custom shirts, uniforms, embroidery, or promotional products fast? Then call S&S Textiles today. Local businesses, schools, teams, and first responders have trusted S&S Textiles since 1972 for quality screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, police, fire, and EMS apparel. Get your order started now and make your brand stand out. Visit sstextilesinc.com. Call 405-632-9928 or stop by 2400 Southwestern Avenue. S&S Textiles, quality service and fast turnaround you can count on.
At Cimarron Casino in August, fun, excitement, and winning is in the bag during the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Thursdays in August, 5 to 8 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 20 drawings for a chance to pick a bag and win up to $500 cash. Start playing your favorite games August 1st and receive one entry for every 25 points earned. Bag some cool summer cash at the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Red, White, and Boots, Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
They're so enthusiastic about selling suppressors for your guns, they've set up an entire section in the store just to do that. It's Lee Matthews. You can come and have a look at it at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, where I'm broadcasting live on location on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be breezy this evening, but otherwise clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow is expected to be partly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 102. Tomorrow night it will be mainly clear and warm with a low of 77. Sunday will start off breezy in the morning, but will otherwise be hot with sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Live on location at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I am Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Love to have you come by and say hi to me on your way home from work and into a great weekend. Going to be a hot weekend, as you just heard from the AccuWeather forecast. Triple digits each and every day. So stay inside as much as you can. If you are outside, try not to exert yourself too much. Hydrate a lot. Take a lot of breaks. And if you are on a GLP-1, make sure you drink your fluids, because it's going to make you feel like you don't need to. And you'll need to. 405-608-4377. The death of a state senator was ruled a suicide, but the family says, hey, not so fast. How did he put the bullet holes in his own vehicle? Also, not so fast when it comes to moving the homeless. Oklahoma City and Tulsa may have to pay the money back if they keep encouraging the homeless to come back. Much of the National Firearms Act has been ruled unconstitutional. We went over what that means for you with firearms Friday just a moment ago. And I've got the video blog posted right now at my blog page on freedom969.com and also on my Facebook and my X profiles. You can tune up your bow while you're here at H&H Shooting Sports, because they're encouraging you to get it done early, because they get what they call the September rush. And if you get caught in that September rush, it might be a while before you get your bow back. Big thank you to Okie Dokie Bakery, by the way. They have supplied some munchies for us, so you can come and have some of that while you're here. I had to give in. I just couldn't look at it any longer and not give in. And that was the red velvet. I think it's a macaron, which is like a cookie with the filling on the inside of it, like a macaroon. And this was the red velvet, so the inside was cream cheese. It was delicious. So your calls to 405-608-4377 and email to lmatthews@freedom969.com. Concerns are growing that foreign exporters are routing goods through a third country to evade United States tariffs, at least according to a new White House report that was released today. China, Panama, Mexico, and Colombia are among more than 40 countries identified as posing a high transshipment risk, is what they're calling it. Together with Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Peru, and Costa Rica, and the Dominican Republic. Transshipment involves routing goods through an intermediary country before they enter the United States under a different country of origin to qualify for the lower tariffs. The 25-page report, titled the Great Transshipment Scam was produced by the White House Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, which is led by Trade Advisor Peter Navarro. Following the imposition of Section 301 tariffs on China in 2018, the direct U.S. trade deficit with China fell in 2019 and 2020. The combination of those two shows that China's Xi Jinping and Donald Trump are at odds. The report also estimates tariff avoiding transshipment costs the U.S. Treasury between $19 billion and $26 billion in revenue annually. So I don't know what can be done about it, except the companies that are guilty of doing the transshipment, tariff them. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews live at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. You know, it doesn't seem to matter what you're smoking, whether you're smoking weed or smoking tobacco, it's bad for you. And when your brakes start smoking, that's really bad for you. That means they are not in doing what they're supposed to be doing. Frontier Auto Group has been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they're here to help out in whatever's going on with your vehicle, whether or not you bought it from them either. Whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, AC could be colder, or when you hit the brakes, you're hearing some squealing or, worse, seeing some smoke come out of the back of your car. They take care of all of that at no charge, and they also check that anyway during the regularly scheduled service visits. So give them a call and make them your new best friend when it comes to taking care of your vehicle. Just minutes from Oklahoma and anywhere you live, El Reno's Auto Alley just off Route 66 at the roundabout. 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net, the website. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, are you ready to upgrade your property? Tractor Bob's has a deal for you. Yanmar SA425 tractor with loader, box blade, and grapple for $24.9 cash or $275 per month. The industry's best 10-year powertrain warranty from the dealership that has your back. Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com, that's O-K-I-E-D-O-K-I-E Bakery.com.
The Colonel's cooked up a new $10 bucket of the day just for you. Monday, 24 nuggets for $10. Tuesday, 8-piece fried chicken for $10. Wednesday, 10 wings for $10. Thursday, 8 tenders for $10. Friday, 24 nuggets for... Ooh, you guessed it, didn't you? $10. The $10 bucket of the day deal. Every weekday, only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. Tax extra.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in. Deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Lee Matthews live on location on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I-40 and Meridian, where I am here telling you about the great specials they've got on safes. Double the rebates Browning safes and bring in your bow to get it conditioned for the upcoming hunting season and avoid the September rush. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. L. Matthews at freedom969.com. My email address. Yes. George in Guthrie. Call back. Trying to get George in Guthrie on Freedom 96.9. Wanted to talk to you about what you had on your mind. Brad says, no, Lee, we definitely do not have a right to health care. But the way the health care system is set up, a middle-class family can easily go bankrupt from a single procedure, even with insurance. Average premiums in the country for a family of four is over $2,000 a month if you do not have a job that contributes to that cost, which still comes out of what they could pay you if they didn't have to cover your expenses. And God forbid you lose that job for whatever reason. That is before the thousands of deductibles. Fewer and fewer small companies are able to afford that. How about making all health insurance premiums a deduction from the taxable income? That might help out a small bit. No, we definitely do not have a right to health care, but the way that the health care system is set up, middle-class families are being punished. Now, Brad, you know who you have to thank for that. The big thank you goes to President Obama, because Obama forced these insurance companies to insure people who are high risk. Therefore, we all have to pay more. Therefore, we all have higher deductibles and higher premiums, and they cover less. My answer to the problem is eliminate all health insurance, and everybody gets a government-sponsored health savings account. That way, you put money into it before taxes, and then you accrue enough money in there to handle whatever it is you need to handle. Now, you're still going to end up putting as much into it as you would be paying an insurance company, but the insurance company would not be the ones that are getting rich off of it. 405-608-4377. George in Guthrie. Hi, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, I'm sorry. I just get a little nervous.
Oh, it's all right. You're talking to a friend.
Okay. Well, yeah. I agree with a lot of stuff you say, but I got to argue with you about Maisie and Drummond.
Okay.
I've seen both of them in debates, and I see Drummond has a very clear position on this smelter in Inola, and Maisie has flip-flopped after he got Trump's endorsement, which I think he paid for by hiring Roger Stone with about $75,000. And so I don't know.
Well,
I don't see it.
That may be. I think Maisie had the endorsement from Trump before the first primary. So that was before this smelter idea even started bubbling to the surface. I'm curious as to what Drummond is supposed to do about the smelter in Inola, because right now he's just the attorney general, and the attorney general can't stop a smelter unless the people of that community ask him to.
Well, I thought some of them had, from what I understand it.
I think he wants you to think that, because he didn't even get involved in this until recently.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not telling you that's a reason to not vote for him if you feel like you still want to vote for him.
Yeah.
I vote for somebody, I vote for somebody that has a plan for all of Oklahoma, not just one little section of Oklahoma. And I haven't heard what Drummond's plan is for the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. I haven't heard what his plan is for property taxes. I haven't heard what his plan is for income taxes. I haven't heard what his plan is for education.
Well, I have heard his plan for education, and I've heard that, well, I've run the numbers on Maisie's tax relief thing, and in some of the rural communities, Maisie's tax plan is going to bankrupt their local schools.
How is his tax plan going to bankrupt the local schools?
Well, he says that he says that revenue goes up 4 to 6% per year. And then he says that even after he excuses all the senior citizens and the veterans, it'll still go up 1 to 3%. But 1 to 3% won't cover the just the inflation.
Are we talking? What are we talking? Property taxes or income taxes?
A property tax.
Okay.
He's talking about senior citizens and veterans.
Yeah.
Which I happen to be both of those, but the way I've looked at and tried to figure out his numbers, they don't add up. I think it's a promise that he can make to get votes, but he won't be able to keep it once the legislature does the study.
Okay. Well, both of them are going to, if they eliminate or cut back on taxes, are going to have to raise taxes elsewhere. There's no question about that. But property taxes don't feed the education system directly. They do feed the junior college system directly. And I don't see where people who have already paid for their property, people who are over the age of 65, people who are no longer working, not paying property taxes is going to hurt anybody. That's just where I am. But thank you, George, and I'm glad you're listening in. And we're brave enough to call back on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 if you want to do the same. Live at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, it's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Don't complain too loudly about the heat. I know we've been in triple digits now for going on 2 weeks, but this is August. This is what happens in August. Before you know it, we're going to be hit with fall storms. And fall storms sometimes can be as risky and unpredictable as the spring storms when it comes to wind, hail, and other things. Be ready. Have your house fortified with the help of McRoof, McRoof.us. If you had some of that weather this past spring, you may not see some of the damage that was caused until this fall. That's why an inspection is important, especially if you haven't had an inspection in the last, 5 or 7 years. 405-877-7663 to get that set up with my good friend Scott McCullum, his son Scotty McCullum, his wife and his daughter. It's all a family business. And then they will talk things over with your insurance company if repairs are needed and the fortifications are needed, because it'll make your roof better than it was before, more durable to handle whatever weather is coming our way. So in this downtime, it's a good time to think about that inspection. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. We are asking Oklahoma City residents to take part in our free, voluntary home fire safety survey. It only takes a few minutes, requires no personal identifying information, and there are no penalties or inspections for participating residents. Based on your answers, we'll provide some simple safety recommendations to help reduce fire risk in your home. Learn more at okc.gov/fire. okc.gov/fire.
Archery season is just around the corner and the September rush is coming. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. I'm Lee Matthews. The Archery Pro Shop is the place to be. Their expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head out into the field with confidence. Don't get stuck in the September rush. While you're there, check out the Safe Department. They're doubling Browning Safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
They say that they want to abolish the border. Everyone can get in. If you're here illegally, you should get citizenship right away. Abolish prisons, abolish the police. It's just absolutely insane. And then when they talk about taxing, how are you going to get this universal health care? They're going to tax the billionaires. They believe the millionaires and billionaires have scammed people. And then when asked, what do you do with the money? How does your math work out? I don't know. Montami doesn't know. How much money do you need for your program? See, they don't know.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for clear skies tonight, low 77, sunny and hot tomorrow, high 102, tomorrow night, 78 for a low, into Sunday, 104, Monday, 102, it's 103 right now at 8-8 Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Lee Matthews, broadcasting live. Many thanks to Okidoki Bakery for the beautiful and delicious macarons, and it looks like Pop-Tarts, too, the mini Pop-Tarts, the macarons, with all kinds of great fillings in them. You get a nice little surprise. You think you're going along with a nice cakey cookie, and then all of a sudden there's a filling in the inside. It's like, oh, this is nice. Okidoki Bakery, okidokibakery.com. Check them out when you get a chance. Lee Matthews with a lot of things to chat about today. The death of the state senator ruled a suicide, but the family says they're skeptical. And OSBI is skeptical as well. Removing the homeless. Oklahoma City and Tulsa very well may be charged for it if they continue to allow the homeless to come back. And morale low on the USS Abraham Lincoln. There's one news outlet that's been embellishing those reports. But according to letters and emails coming from that vessel, it's not so much. I'll get into it coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Yeah, they need a break because they've been on duty for a long time now. I want to say three straight years. But don't we all need a break? Jeff writes, Drummond just lost those comments about fascism as far as I'm concerned. Jeff, you may be absolutely right. I'm wondering myself. Now, I've had a lot of people call this program and tell me that Drummond did a far better job in the debate than Mazie did. Probably so. I would like to know if Drummond had any facts and figures, or was it all Mazie's bad? Mazie wants to get rid of the smell, or wants to bring the smelter in. Mazie wants to bring in foreign money. Mazie wants to bring in data centers and so on and so forth. Because that's all I've ever heard out of Drummond anymore. Anyway, Sylvia says, Lee, like other leftists following directives, old Marx and Alinsky accuse others of what you yourself are doing. Yeah, and that there's a psychological component there too, Sylvia. It's called projecting. It's the old childish argument. I didn't do that. You did that. I didn't say that. You said that. And all it's designed to do is to confuse and drag your opponent into this circular absurdity so that nobody wins the argument. That's what it's supposed to do. And usually it's what's done when somebody, A, doesn't have something else to say or anything new to say, or they are just trying to win the argument at all costs. Jonathan writes, Lee, now I'm voting blue no matter who. The cost of living remains far too high, and the GOP has failed to deliver on the promises that they made. Trump hasn't brought the peace or stability many expected. Conflicts like Ukraine and Iran remain ongoing. Enough excuses. I want results. Now I'm voting blue no matter who. Jonathan, it sounds to me like you were voting blue anyway.
Okay? It had nothing to do with anything that Trump did or did not do. So go ahead. Go ahead. If you can't see that Trump's policies have done good things for this country, I can't help you. If you can't go to the grocery store and see that things are cheaper than they were when Biden was president, I can't help you. If you can't see that filling up your car doesn't take nearly as much money as it used to, there's nothing I'm going to say or do to change your mind.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A man hospitalized after police say he was intentionally struck by a car while riding his motorcycle. But first, your national...
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The latest poll shows more than half of likely voters oppose California's Proposition 39, which would require voter ID and citizenship verification to vote in California. Daniel Martindale has the details.
Republicans are advocating for Prop 39 following President Trump's claims of widespread voter fraud. The latest UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies poll shows 42% of likely voters support it, 51% oppose it, and the other 7% are undecided. Support largely comes from Republicans and opposition largely comes from Democrats. Proponents are trying to protect against election fraud and prevent non-citizens from voting. Opponents say ID mandates threaten the fundamental constitutional rights of Americans who do not have the mandated documentation readily available.
A seventh grade student is in custody after a teacher was stabbed inside a Virginia classroom. Scott Kimbler reports.
Authorities say a seventh grade student stabbed a teacher during class Thursday at Jonesville Middle School in Lee County. Sheriff Gary Parsons says the teacher suffered serious injuries but was treated and later released from a hospital. Investigators say the student allegedly used a knife, possibly obtained from the school's kitchen. WCYB reports Parsons also credited several students with helping stop the attack and restrain the suspect.
The Los Angeles Police Department is ramping up its drone use.
Drones have been used to track pursuits and to help locate missing people. The LAPD introduced its Drone as First Responder program a year ago. Since then, drones have been dispatched to calls more than 9,800 times. They beat patrol officers to the scene 73% of the time. In 9% of those calls, drones completely cancel the need for responding patrol officers. Officials say that drones only record upon arrival at a scene, and flight logs are fully accessible to the public on an online database. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A 43-year-old has been hospitalized after police say he was intentionally struck by a car while riding his motorcycle near Highway 60 in West Willow in Enid. Witnesses told police that Sage Martin was hit by the vehicle and authorities arrested 33-year-old Kristen Norton as a result. The investigation remains ongoing. A woman is in custody in connection with a mobile home fire in Cleveland County. Police arrested Melissa Wells early Friday morning, and she was later booked into the Cleveland County Jail after being interviewed by sheriff's investigators and the state fire marshal's office. Wells reportedly got into an argument with a neighbor over pets Thursday before the situation escalated. Wells admitted leaving a lit cigarette near combustible materials inside the mobile home because she was angry with the property owner over the treatment of her dogs. The case continues. The state of Oklahoma says it spent more than $375,000 cleaning up homeless encampments in Oklahoma City, and they're warning the city it could seek reimbursement for future costs. The state says it may pursue legislation allowing it to recover cleanup costs from cities when state action becomes necessary.
The dispute comes as Oklahoma continues Operation Safe, which targets homeless encampments on state-owned property. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs. Defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West, for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Why you don't want to wait to get your bow ready for bow season this coming fall. At H&H Shooting Sports on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's Lee Matthews broadcasting live as the drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be breezy this evening, but otherwise clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow is expected to be partly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 102. Tomorrow night it will be mainly clear and warm with a low of 77. Sunday will start off breezy in the morning, but will otherwise be hot with sunshine and a few clouds reaching a high of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
The new Freedom 96.9 has teamed up with the Oklahoma City Fire Department.
Hi, this is Major Meredith. Join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens.
The 13th annual Project Life 5K and 1 mile fun run, Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn. For registration info and more, go to freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Broadcasting live from H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. And we've got specials going on today, which include getting your bow tuned up and ready for deer season and avoiding the September rush. While you're here, have a look at the Safe selection. They've got the largest one in Oklahoma City, probably the largest one in Oklahoma, period. And you can walk among the safes. You can see them, how big they are, how small they are. And right now, Browning safes, you'll get double the rebates. So in some cases, that may be as much as $800. All at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, right here at I-40 in Meridian. And I'd love to take a selfie with you while I'm here. We were talking about the state senator whose death was ruled a suicide, but the family is disagreeing. And so is the Oklahoma Bureau of Investigations. Oklahoma City and Tulsa are going to have to pay back the state if they continue to allow the homeless problem to be a problem. Much of the National Firearms Act has been ruled unconstitutional. The problem is there was a chance for the Department of Justice to appeal and for anybody else to appeal who wanted to appeal. That was midnight Thursday morning. So that has come and gone. Now, can that still happen? That's what even the lawyers don't fully understand. So as far as firearms dealers are concerned, when it comes to selling, say, suppressors, they're still going to follow the same process. So you come down here to H&H Shooting Sports and you want to buy a suppressor, they're still going to make you fill out the paperwork and pay the tax and so on. Because until they're told by the ATF, they don't have to do that anymore. They're going to do it because otherwise they can lose their entire license. From what I've heard, there have been other dealers in Oklahoma City that have been selling them cash and carry. And as such, they have sold out. Okay, if that's the case, fine. That's their risk. H&H isn't going to take that risk. So right now, they have them in stock. From what I see, they have them in stock. They haven't sold out, but they're still going through the same rigmarole to get the tax paid for. Now, I have a suppressor, and I went ahead and paid mine, and I went ahead and had mine legally set up into a trust. So if I wanted to go buy one, I could, probably cash and carry. I would just have to
display. I think I would just have to bring a copy of my trust so they can see that I've got one. And then I would have to add this gun to that trust and show that I've paid the tax on it. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. And I also want to thank Okie Dokie Bakery for providing the nice munchies that we've been munching on here. I still got plenty left over, so if you want to come have a sweet, this is the place. Not a bad night to have a date night either with the 103 degrees, but it's always nice and air-conditioned inside H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Earlier this week, we heard a lot about Flock Cameras and the Flock Camera Company. The city of Oklahoma City is still deciding whether or not it's going to renew its contract with Flock Cameras. The cameras are still installed, and I don't know if the cameras are still gathering data, but the contract is about to expire, and the city doesn't seem to know if it's going to renew that contract. Now, here's what I don't know. Are they dickering about renewing the contract because they're not sure it's worth the $280,000, $290,000 they're spending per year on it? Or are they hearing from constituents that are tired of being monitored by them? I don't know. Across the country, there seems to be a problem with the Flock Camera Company, because most recently they've made some changes in their processes that a lot of us are being told don't fall for it. It's just a sales pitch because they're trying to get renewal contracts and they're not getting them. So Oklahoma City's not the only city that's trying to decide whether or not they're going to renew their contract. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, Russell is in Oklahoma City. Thank you for hanging on, Russell.
Thank you, Lee, and guns for everybody.
You got it, and ammunition, too.
Okay, yeah. The thing I want to talk about is this week I answered the phone, and I knew it was a scam call, so I just decided to play along. And they said that it was from Amazon, and somebody was under my name, answered or used... purchased an iPhone 16, like $992, and blah, blah, blah. And then I would switch over to my supervisor, and you can explain blah, blah, blah. And then they switched me over. This is what they had. They had my first name and my last name, and they had my phone number. But what I did was I said, well, this is not my last name. I gave them a fake last name, and I gave them my fake middle name. But they still said, oh, well, somebody still tried to purchase an iPhone through Amazon with your name.
No, you said, that's not my name. Here's my name.
Yeah. But they still said that somebody still tried.
My name is Russell Zigafoos. It's not whatever you have written down there.
Yes.
So you need to call Russell. You need to call Russell Zigafoos and see if Russell Zigafoos has seen something strange on his Amazon bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they asked me who my bank was, who I go through my banking. And they said, well, I tried to. What's the bank that you guys advertise on this station? Eric Erickson and.
Old Glory Bank.
Old Glory. I couldn't think of Old Glory. So I said Blackhawk Bank. Blackhawk.
Fine.
That's the only thing I could think of, Blackhawk Bank. And then they said, because it was a 602 area code on the phone, but they said they was in Washington, D.C. It wasn't a 222 number.
Right, yeah.
But also, and then they said that investigation, there was from the... not the Justice Department, but the, what's underneath the Justice Department? That would do, like, internet crimes or whatever. Anyway, it was something wrong. Well, it doesn't matter. anyway, they said that they tried to get my bank, and then they then what kicked them off was, can you confirm your last four digits of your social? I said, that's a negative, Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
I said, well, this is an investigation. This is a federal crime that is committed. If are you not going to be cooperative in this federal crime investigation? I said, I don't put my last four digits of my social to anybody over the phone. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, so, sir, this is a investigation of fraud crime. If you don't give me your last four digits, if you don't be cooperative and give me your last four of your social, then you are subject to be arrested.
Uh-huh.
I'm the one being frauded. Remember?
Yeah.
Somebody stole my identity
and
bought an iPhone for $900. But if I don't give you my social, I will be the one arrested? Really?
Huh.
Wow.
Huh.
But I did find out. I did some digging. And I looked up one of my emails that I got. I sometimes get the emails. It's called myjobseeker.com. And on there, you give your phone number, and then you give your email address. And then after that, they have this little button that you click on. It says, "Click by clicking here, you accept text messages and notifications, blah, blah, blah."
You basically give them permission to sell the data. Yeah.
Yes. And that we do that to ourselves.
Yes, we do.
And that's the thing that we have to spread the message to. If you have to click on a button that says accept notifications through text from third parties, you're doing it to yourself. So that's why you're getting all these spam calls. So that's what you got to look out for.
Well, and sometimes when you're filling out a form for something, and it could be something as benign as join our savings club, and you'll get all kinds of great benefits because you're a member of our savings club. And so you're filling it out, and you're filling it out, and you're filling it out, and then down at the bottom, it's already checked. You have to uncheck it. So if you don't see it, and you're in a hurry to get whatever savings it is you're trying to get, and you don't uncheck it, you're giving them permission to sell your data or give it away. Most of the time, they're selling the data to another vendor, and then the vendor's doing what they're trying to do to you.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And they're always, and it's like through a government, they said they were through a government agency, but it seems like everybody that's through these scams always has to be like from India. Like, always. Or I get like five of them a day at least about, did you confirm, about your there's something that we need to confirm about your Medicare plan. You do have Medicare Part A and B, correct?
Yeah.
And I'm 51. I'm not on Medicare.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Well, and the lovely wife and I have this go round all the time. She loves being a member of some of these savings clubs. Like, if we go to eat at a certain place, a certain national chain, if we go to eat there quite a bit, she loves using that card and getting all these points and all this stuff. So.
Oh, you mean the rewards, like click the QR code?
Yeah, yeah. And I hate doing
that. Do that too?
They can if you check off the box and say, yes, share my data. Now, most of the reputable ones won't do that, which is fine. But by the time, you get out, hey, are you a member of our club? Yeah. And by the time you get the card out and by the time you give them all the information they need to give you the credit you deserve for buying an extra meal there, I could have paid and been in the car and gone. Yeah. So that's another thing that annoys me. The lovely wife doesn't mind spending an extra 5 or 10 minutes talking to the brainless person behind the counter about the stupid savings plan. To me, it's not worth the $2 or $3 they're supposed to be giving me in savings to stand there and talk about the weather with them while I pull out this card and try to get everything processed. It
or
should process
you
itself.
It's just like last week they wanted someone suggested to be a part of the Arby's rewards.
Yeah.
If you join our rewards, you get a free roast, free sandwich with a $5 purchase.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Arby's is in on with the text scam or not.
And that's not free. That's not free if I have to pay something for it. It's not free. It's a coupon. It's a bonus, but it's not free.
It's a BOGO. It's a BOGO.
Yes,
BOGO
it
coupon.
Is. It is.
Okay. Well, what's your plans for the weekend?
That's another thing. The lovely wife loves shopping at this particular department store where no matter what you do, you can always bring a coupon in. In fact, you know, the whole thing is you never pay. And I'm like, okay, if all you got to do is bring in those stupid coupons, why don't they just give you the savings in the first place? That tells me they've marked everything up a good 10% more than it should be just to get these coupons back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question for you, since you're a little bit older than me. Do you still get the Sunday Oklahoma?
No. No. I probably was the last person in my neighborhood to cancel it.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
and
that's,
I
because that's where you usually get the coupons, was in maybe in the Sunday Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely wife liked getting the... Yeah, she liked getting those coupons, and she also liked getting the funnies. But they stopped running all the funnies that she liked, and I said, "Well, then there's no reason for us to buy this anymore." So we stopped.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's your plans for the weekend, Lee?
I'm not telling you. You might. You might stalk
me. I might be a scammer.
Yes.
See the new Spider-Man movie. It will only cost you $10.
See it for free for $10. Thank you very much.
Burn.
Yes, Russell. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Thanks for listening on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, live at H&H Shooting Sports. You can hear the shooting going on in the background. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I am Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I'm really wondering about these kinds of things. And I don't know, maybe it's because I'm in the business that I'm in and it keeps my mind fresh, but I just don't feel like I'm aging. Oh, yes, I've got the aches and pains that come with age along the way, but I still feel as good and as sharp as I did in my 40s. And even the lovely wife complimented me last night. We were talking about celebrities who've had celebrities younger than us that have had facelifts. And she said, "You don't need a facelift, and I doubt you'll ever need a facelift." And I said, "Well, thank you, sweetie." So at any rate, how do you know you're getting old? Well, you can sign up for Medicare. And if you're old enough to sign up for Medicare, that doesn't necessarily mean you're old, but it does mean you're well-preserved. And the best way to stay well-preserved is to make sure you get everything Medicare has to offer and that you have coming to you. If you were born in 1961, cha-ching, you qualify. Phone calls, mails, texts from companies trying to get you to sign up through them. Now, you don't want to do that because they're out of state. They don't care. They don't know what's eligible in Oklahoma, and they don't know you or your needs and finances. That's where Well Preserved Advisory Group comes in, and Eunice Corey can get to know all of that when you call and talk to her or one of her great officials. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790, and they'll put together a program and a plan that works for you. So call the team at the Well Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. You're only as old as you think you are, but if you're eligible, go ahead and take what you got coming to you from the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663.
That's the number 2 McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Red, White, and Boots, Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, parade, pet show, best dressed cowboy and cowgirl contest, art show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, car show, chuck wagon roundup, vendor booths, chili cook-off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Superdeck, and Woodscapes products August 14th through the 24th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is the story of the one. The one who keeps multiple buildings running smoothly day after day. Plumbing that flows, HVAC that hums, cleaning supplies that keep surfaces sparkling. That's why she counts on Grainger. With easy reordering online and 24/7 support, Grainger helps her keep the products she needs on hand. So shelves stay stocked and buildings stay ready. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There is a hierarchy of oppression. The problem a lot of these rich white kids are having is nobody feels bad for them. So the only way they can score victimhood points is by saying capitalism's bad. We have this oppressive system. It's unfair to us. Ergo, every single one of us is a victim. And that's what we have the Democrat Party catering to. A generation of privileged idiots.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
So the Flock Camera Company says it's going to start deleting data. Lee Matthews live and on location at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Flock cameras had been keeping data up to 3 years. Now they are promising they're going to delete all the data they gather within 72 hours of gathering it. According to some of the senior researchers, don't fall for it. It's a sales pitch, because what is happening is across the country, these Flock camera contracts are being canceled. I'm curious as to why. Are they not catching as many people as they say they're going to, or are municipalities tired of paying that kind of money and not getting the return on investment, or are people just fed up with being monitored? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. John in Ponca City, thank you for hanging on. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. It's always good to hear your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to address the vote blue, no matter who. And I'm not. I don't trash anybody. I'll just give the facts. I found that progressive or socialist or communist, whatever you want to call them, all the same to me. But one thing they don't know is history. Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. Whenever Ronald Reagan had to get us out of the malaise that Jimmy Carter put us in, it involved Iran and of course, high inflation. Well, it took Paul Volcker and Reagan about 2.5 years to get inflation under control. And, of course, the Iran thing, they were scared to death of Reagan, so that happened quick.
Yeah.
But as to the rest of it, you know why there's still a conflict in with Russia and that whole war going on? That's because it happened under Biden. They wouldn't have done it under Trump.
No, they would not have. Yeah.
And two, I mean, the deal with Iran, that was bought and paid for by Barack Obama in cash.
Yes.
And Joe Biden in cash. They actually gave Iran the money to be able to fight us. That's the truth.
They released Iranian cash assets that were being held in Iranian banks and had been held in Iranian banks since the days of the Shah of Iran. And all they did was turn. That's why they wanted it in American cash, so they could turn right around and use it on the black market to buy weapons and bribe people. Yep. And all of that happened.
And you're right. That started about when I was being born. When the Mullahs came back in.
Yeah.
And it's still the same thing. And so Barack Obama and Biden get the bright idea. Well, we'll just give them billions of our cash. Well, what a great idea. I mean, come on.
And that made it a lot worse. Thank you very much, John in Ponca City on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says he'll soon declare the Strait of Hormuz a U.S. territory while defending higher gas prices as necessary to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Sentencing is set for December after Luigi Mangione pled guilty to federal stalking charges in the Manhattan shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
After Mangione detailed how he stalked Thompson's whereabouts with plans to shoot him, New York City and federal law enforcement officials condemning anyone who's idolizing him.
There can be no celebrity in assassination. Any person who celebrates, encourages, or excuses actions like these is fundamentally wrong.
Violence is not a cause. Murder is not a message, and a killer is certainly not a hero.
Thompson's family released a statement saying Mangione's plea marks an important step forward in justice for Brian, but nothing will ease the pain of losing him. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
From America's News Network USA, Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit icsconcretecoatings.com. A 43-year-old has been hospitalized after police say he was intentionally struck by a car while riding his motorcycle near Highway 60 in West Willow in Enid. Witnesses told police that Sage Martin was hit by the vehicle and authorities arrested 33-year-old Kristen Norton as a result. The investigation remains ongoing. A woman is in custody in connection with a mobile home fire in Cleveland County. Police arrested Melissa Wells early Friday morning, and she was later booked into the Cleveland County Jail after being interviewed by sheriff's investigators and the state fire marshal's office. Wells reportedly got into an argument with a neighbor over pets Thursday before the situation escalated. Wells admitted leaving a lit cigarette near combustible materials inside the mobile home because she was angry with the property owner over the treatment of her dogs. The case continues. The state of Oklahoma says it spent more than $375,000 cleaning up homeless encampments in Oklahoma City, and they're warning the city it could seek reimbursement for future costs. The state says it may pursue legislation allowing it to recover cleanup costs from cities when state action becomes necessary. The dispute comes as Oklahoma continues Operation Safe, which targets homeless encampments on state-owned property. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advanced Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advanced Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit. John Vance
Auto Group. Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
Firefighters run toward danger every day, but the hardest battles aren't always on the fire ground. Mental health challenges affect Oklahoma firefighters at alarming rates. Stress, trauma, and long hours take a toll, and too many go without support. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association is taking action through our No One Fights Alone campaign, providing critical resources, support, and funding to help firefighters get the help they need. Supporting mental health isn't optional. It's essential. If you're a firefighter struggling, or you know one who is, speak up, reach out. Help is available. Strength isn't doing it alone. It's knowing when to ask for help. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
They've got the largest selection of gun safes in Oklahoma City and a chance for you to come by and see them in person. Not just today while I'm broadcasting live on location, but all week long at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian. Hope to see you on Oklahoma's talk radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be breezy this evening, but otherwise clear with a low of 75. Tomorrow is expected to be partly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 102. Tomorrow night it will be mainly clear and warm with a low of 77. Sunday will start off breezy in the morning, but will otherwise be hot with sunshine and a few clouds, reaching a high of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarino.
Good weekend to bring your bow in to be, whether that's a crossbow or a compound bow, here at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Get it done now before September rolls around, because they have what they call the September Rush. A lot of bow hunters getting their bows tuned up and ready to go for the season. And that can delay getting yours turned around and back to you in time to use it. Lee Matthews broadcasting live at H&H Shooting Sports right here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, and Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Also, there are double rebates on Liberty safes and, Browning safes. So that can be up to $800 back. From H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Got some goodies here from Okie Dokie Bakery. Many thanks to them. Boy, are they tasty. I've already sampled some myself. I had better, you better come and help me eat them before I eat them all myself. That's how good Okie Dokie Bakery is. A lot of things to chat about today, too, on the topic buffet on Freedom 96.9. I don't know if you knew this, but a new law kicked in today. The law was written after an Oklahoma teenager was killed in a car crash. And now it is in effect. The teenager's mother has turned her pain into a purpose to help other Oklahomans in the future. It was about 2 years ago. Maddox Bias got into a car and his life was tragically cut short on the same day by the driver of that car. She passed out, went off the road about 500 feet before hitting a raised driveway. Maddox passed away 14 hours later in the hospital, said Candy Morris, Maddox's mother. Bias had graduated from Tecumseh High School in 2023, loved to play baseball, hang out with his friends, and his mom said his laugh was contagious. His dreams were cut short. Police said the driver was under the influence of nitrous oxide, commonly known as whippets. I've never heard it called whippets before. When she passed out and crashed,
Maddox did not have a seatbelt on, but he was in the back seat, and so it slung him from the passenger seat into her when the car stopped. That's when his mother took a stand and worked toward finding a way to protect other Oklahomans. So after multiple drafts and months of waiting, the Maddox Bias Act was signed into law. It makes it a misdemeanor to possess, buy, sell, or transfer nitrous oxide for the purpose of intoxication. Violators could face up to 90 days in jail and a fine of up to $5,000 or both. Never occurred to me this kind of thing was going on. I've had nitrous oxide while at the dentist because for whatever reason, Novocaine, I mean, it only works occasionally on me. And rather than come up out of the chair and strangle the dentist, I tell him, you better give me the gas so I don't mind that I'm in pain. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. David writes, Lee, as far as Drummond is concerned, he's drawn his line in the sand and it reveals his true colors. After calling many Republicans fascists, it sounds like he sounds like a swamp rat. Do we need that in Oklahoma? Oh, and yes, the Council on American Islamic Affairs, the Care Bears, as I like to call them, they do need to be audited and exposed for what they are. And again, let me tell you my quick story about CARE and the Council on American Islamic Relations. I have been fair to them because I thought, okay, let's not unfairly malign somebody that we don't know. But then I saw what they did in Broken Arrow. In Broken Arrow, they wanted to build a mosque and a quote-unquote Islamic center. I don't know what that meant. And they wanted to build it on commercial property. The city of Broken Arrow said, no, you can't do it. This is zoned for commercial property. If you want to do that, it'll have to be zoned for religious property. So you can either refile for a rezoning with the zoning commission, or you can find another piece of property. They decided to sue. So that strikes me as, okay, you're not interested in actually solving the problem. You're not interested in finding a piece of property to build your mosque and your Islamic center on. You're only interested in causing trouble. And that appears to be what they're trying to do. They were looking for a reason to sue, and they found it. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Thank you, David, for writing in to lmatthews@freedom969.com. Kathleen writes, wow, I'm thinking he, Drummond, doesn't want to win the election. No, Kathleen, I think we're seeing his true colors. I really think he was speaking without a filter. He didn't have his political consultant telling him, hey, don't say anything bad about Republicans until after the runoff, okay? Maybe he doesn't have, well, no, they all have political. I know he has a political consultant because everything that he's done has been done at the word of a political consultant. And I think it's the political consultant that's saying, let's not give out a platform. That way nobody can attack you on anything. If you don't give out any ideas, nobody can come back with counter ideas. And that works nationally when nobody knows who you are. It doesn't work domestically when you want everybody to know who you are. Kevin writes, Lee, fellow fascist here, as defined anyway by that goober, Gettner Drummond. Great show today and suspected as usual. I hope the people who really need to hear your message are able to receive it. God bless you, and thank you for what you do. Kevin, thank you. I'm not one of these guys that, oh, I'm driven to give out a message. I want to give out a I'm not going to use his name, but he is a well-known talk show host. And he will get a hold of some talking points, and he'll go over those same talking points again and again and again into the night. And one time I was talking to him on the phone off, you know, this wasn't here. He said, hey, you got any critiques for the show? I said, yeah, knock it off with the talking points. Well, you understand why I'm doing that, don't you? And I said, I think I do. I think you're trying to influence people at the polling place. You're trying to get them to understand how important these issues are and to remember. I said, I'm trying to market this so that people will understand the content, and then they'll tell their friends. And I said, you are taking your influence way too seriously. And the problem is it's not entertaining. You're boring the audience by using the same talking points over and over and over again. Well, that made him mad, and I never talked to him again. Doesn't matter, because I'm not working over there where he was working at the time. 405-608-4377. But David, I'm not one of those guys. I'm not here to change the world. I am here to inform and entertain. Those are the two things I want to do. I want to make sure that people understand when they are being propagandized. I want them to understand how easy it is to be propagandized. It happens to me. I'll get up in the morning, I'll open up X, and I'll see a story, and I'm like, wait, what? What? And then I'll look at that story, and I'll see that story was written last year, and that somebody decided to recycle that story and repost it. And I'm okay, yeah, that's right. That did already happen. It made me think it was happening again. And it almost made me click on the story and click, and that's what exactly it was designed to do. It was clickbait. You probably have been caught by it too. Click in the comments to see the rest of this story. And you click in the comments and the rest of the story is not there, but there is a sales pitch for this, or an advertisement for that, or a pop ad for this and that. So I'm trying to comb through all that crap and give people the information they deserve so that they can make a decision based on intelligence and accurate information. So that's what I'm trying to do. So, David, thank you very much. Once again, my job is to inform and hopefully entertain while I'm informing on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Dan writes, Lee, does Drummond think MAGA is fascist? I'm done with Drummond. He's the fascist and a rhino. Speaking of CARE, they should be declared a terrorist organization and kicked out of Oklahoma. No, Dan, I don't think they should be kicked out of Oklahoma. I don't know if they're a terrorist organization, but I do know they're not here. They're not here to do any good. They're here to make trouble. They are here with the same motivation as Black Lives Matter or ACORN or the Rainbow Coalition. They're not here to do any good. They're only here to cause problems. They're only here to stir things up. Now, can an argument be made that they are financing terrorist organizations? Maybe so. And that is what I'm hoping will be revealed in some sort of audit. Jonathan writes, Lee, it is Firearms Friday. Did you see that the Department of Justice announced yesterday that the Los Angeles County has agreed to issue concealed carry permits in accordance with the landmark Supreme Court decision? The Department of Justice Civil Rights Division sued the L.A. County Sheriff's Department and Sheriff Robert Luna back in September of 25 in the United States District Court of the Central District of California, alleging the department displayed a pattern of practice and infringing Second Amendment rights through unreasonable delays in processing concealed carry weapon permits. Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights Harmeet Dhillon praised the department for addressing the issues and complying with the Supreme Court's June 2022 ruling in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin in a release announcing the settlement. So, no, I had not seen this, Jonathan, so thanks a lot for bringing it to my attention. Basically, the L.A. County Sheriff's Department has caved on a gun issue. They can no longer unreasonably delay concealed carry permits, and they were doing it on purpose. No doubt about it. Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews coming to you live on location at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. U.S. Central Command today pushed back hard on reports about conditions aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln during its deployment to the Middle East. denying claims that sailors had died in a brawl or that the carrier had experienced a spike in suicidal ideation. Over the past 48 hours, multiple media outlets have reported several false claims related to the USS Abraham Lincoln's deployment to the Middle East, CENTCOM said in a statement. One report alleged seven sailors died in a brawl aboard the aircraft carrier. Others have recently suggested a spike in suicides. The report is false, and it is completely negative. The command pointed to the carrier's new reenlistment rate, saying that the USS Abraham Lincoln has maintained among the highest crew reenlistment rates, 84% of all aircraft carriers in the Navy. The sailors and Marines of the Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group remain resilient and resolved after more than 260 days at sea, 10,000 aircraft fights, and 1.5 million pounds of ordnance expended. No service members aboard the aircraft carrier have died, and the one sailor who did fall overboard back on August 3rd was quickly saved and recovered. The rampant misreporting of the Abraham Lincoln's historic deployment is a disservice to our men and women in uniform and their loved ones. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth also addressed reports about conditions aboard the aircraft carrier, saying that they had been completely misrepresented. We make sure every ship, every crew, every captain, everything we provide them at every single moment, Hegseth told reporters. Some deployments are longer than others, and I have more respect and gratitude for those sailors than anybody else. And here's my point to all this, if I may add my point to all of this. How many weeks ago was it the same reporters were griping about, oh, they're just, oh, they're wasting so much money on lobster and steak for these service people. This is terrible. So we're not allowed to treat them like the kings and queens that they are. And we're not allowed to deprive them at the same time. So which is it? I smell the New York Times. That's what I smell. What do you smell? 405-608-4377. Live at H&H Shooting Sports. It's Lee Matthews. And I'd love for you to come by and have a look at the safes that are on special. You'll get double the rebates on Browning safes, which depending on the safe you buy and how much it is, could result in about $800 in savings. And that's going on all this week. They've got a fine Colt 350. It's the Colt Cobra. It's a 357 Magnum medium-sized pistol, and it's on special for $899.99 all next week. All at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And Lee Matthews, live on location on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. It's another What Did I Tell You moment. What did I tell you? Electric vehicles were a fad. Mostly because they were being pushed by the Obama and Biden administration. And I'm not saying that they're not good or efficient or make sense for you. But what I am saying is a lot of manufacturers overseas put all of their manufacturing money into making electric vehicles. And now they're screwed because nobody's buying them. I'm Lee Matthews. Frontier Motor Group is dealing with American automobile dealers and American automobile manufacturers that didn't make that mistake. They know that we love our cars as Americans. So whether it's Chevy, Chrysler, Ram, Dodge, Jeep, they've got a brand for you, a car for you, a color for you, a style for you. And if you want an electric, they can get one of those for you, too. No big deal. But check them all out at frontiermotors.net. FrontierMotor.net, Frontier Auto Group, just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are, just off El Reno's Auto Alley, off the Route 66 roundabout. 405-262-3355, Frontier Auto Group.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Archery season is just around the corner and the September rush is coming. That's why you need to bring your bow into H&H Shooting Sports for a preseason service now. I'm Lee Matthews. The Archery Pro Shop is the place to be. Their expert technicians will make sure your equipment is in peak condition so you can head out into the field with confidence. Don't get stuck in the September rush. While you're there, check out the Safe Department. They're doubling Browning Safe rebates with up to $800 in total savings. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store, ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are touching down with the biggest savings of 2026 on all Bad Boy, Altos, and Yanmar zero-turn mowers. As we make room for the 2027 models, the choice is yours. Free lifetime powertrain warranty or cash discounts. See you soon, Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
We grew up in the era of reality television and with cops. Anybody can be shocking, as we've seen. I watched a naked little person climb a light pole on a cop show one time with his moons over my hammy hanging all over the riverfront, and it was in Miami.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Melissa writes, Lee, you were talking about propaganda. Talk about propaganda with the USS Abraham Lincoln. That's a textbook example of propaganda. You're right about that, Martha. Thanks a lot for the call. I'm sorry, the email to lmatthews@freedom969.com. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377 at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Let me get a couple more of these in while we got time. Ray writes, Lee, Gettner Drummond is as worthless as breasts on a boar hog. I would vote for him. Wouldn't vote for him if he were running for porta potty cleaner. Dan says he is a rhino. Actually, Dan, I don't think he ever was a Republican at all. So I can't say that he's a Republican in name only, when in fact, I don't think he was a Republican at all. Doug writes, Gettner Drummond answers all your questions with a resounding yes. Is he, well, I'll go down the line, but anyway, Drummond is just placed the last nail in his own coffin with what he said about Republicans yesterday, that many fascists. Maybe so, Doug. Maybe so. We'll see in the upcoming runoff, which is going to be August 25th. So not this week, but next. Not this Tuesday, but next. Tony writes, Lee, yes, Muslims are here to destroy our way of life in the U.S. And no to Drummond for governor. He is a rhino. Patrick writes, Lee, it was a very bizarre comment by A.G. Drummond that you played. What the heck? He's going to have to name names of who he believes are the fascists in the Oklahoma Republican Party. I think he made a big mistake saying that if he won't name those he is accusing. That's not the stand-up guy we want in the governor's office. You can't just throw serious comments out there like that when you are campaigning. Not sure of the whole context of his statement or who he was speaking to, but still, a step back and go, whoa, there's a kind of statement that we'll think about. He also might have upset some Oklahoma GOP members, so many that he can't afford to do lying. He can't be tied to the polls with Mazie. It's been an ugly kind of back and forth. Anyway, the GOP governor candidate's runoff campaign. Lee, you're going to be getting some very interesting calls about this over the next couple of days about his fascist statement. I am Patrick, and I thank you for listening and joining us and writing in to L. Matthews at freedom969.com. Come to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, sometime this weekend, and make it a great weekend. Joe Pags is coming up next.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.